It's one of the great miracles that Jesus Christ actually did when he raised actually the son of the widow of Nain. And I would like just to start here and say this gospel has a lot of good teaching. We can learn from it actually, and we can reflect on it. It actually has a message of hope for every single one of us, and it's showing God's compassion toward each single one of us. I'm going to just to start. All the Gospels is 7 verses. This specific miracle just mentions the Gospel according to St. Luke only, and chapter 7 and from verse 11 to 17. We're going to start first with the scene. I'd like you to imagine we are in the scene where basically we have two crowds here. At the beginning here it said, now it's happened that the day after. Here when he says the day after, we'd like to understand what happened before that. What happened before that, if you go and just read the Gospel, the first 10 verses in chapter 7, you will see that actually God healed the centurion's son, and actually all the crowd and his disciple was following him after that. And they traveled around like half day trip, where basically they went into a city called Nain. And many of his disciples went with him and a large crowd. A large crowd following Jesus, they know that they already followed and they're actually witnessing how he healed the centurion's son, or sorry, centurion's servant. And then, when he came near to the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the city was with her. So I'd like you to imagine the scene here. It's basically two crowds. Crowds following with actually, or two processions. Actually, Jesus Christ and his disciple, and the large crowd following with him, and actually the funeral procession, which actually the widow here, and actually the gospel today described here as a widow, and she has her only son died. This is actually here, if we would like to reflect on this here, or the church father actually says that the widow represents actually the entire humanity when actually she lost to her husband or her actually connection to God when she committed sin back in the early, as recorded in the book of Genesis, when actually Adam committed the sin and he lost this relationship of God. And the son represents actually also the each single soul when we actually commit a sin and actually get separated from God. So this is how the spiritual father reflects on how we look at the widow, how we look actually at the son himself. There is also another interpretation that I'm going to explain later on whom the widow should be represented as well. This is based on the first part here. We found in the scene, each one of you can imagine the scene, put yourself in the scene and just try to imagine what's happening there. If you imagine here, it's basically a funeral. What's in the funeral? All the people weeping, crying, actually very sad about what's happening. Actually, and sharing with the, actually have a compassion also as well with the woman and try to share with her. And actually, this is to represent how actually the sin was causing all the men to causing the spiritual and actual as well as the physical death. If we see here in the miracle, we see just the physical death, okay? But when the church try to read this gospel today and try to teach us, this is actually pointing to something else which actually represents the spiritual. If we look at the physical death, is where basically the spirit depart from the body. We would like here actually to reflect the more important thing that church would like actually to raise the point here. We have to focus more on the resurrection of the soul, where basically you rise from your spiritual death, not from the physical death. We know that the physical death was actually a consequence of actually when Adam committed the sin, all humanity after that actually inherit, become corrupted in nature. and how actually God redeemed those nature and actually transformed this physical death to be like a bridge to basically a paradise. We are waiting for on the hope of the resurrection, of the eternal resurrection. So the first thing would like to reflect on something here. It's actually pointing to us to what something very important here, which actually not the physical death that we're going to focus on, but actually the spiritual death that can actually separate us from God. And in the book of Isaiah chapter 59, God says, "But your iniquity has separated you from your God, and your sin has hidden his face from you." This shows us how actually the sin could separate people from God, and separate each single one of us from God. I'd like to share with you one quote said by Saint Augustine. He said, "It is more of a miracle that someone rises to live forever than that he rises to die again." What he would like to focus here, Saint Augustine, who would like to actually to highlight here, it's important more actually for of us to care and to be actually cautious, to focus more on the rising up, or basically rising up from our spiritual death, more than actually to focus more on the resurrection of the body. Jesus Christ actually, in the first year, Jesus Christ actually performed 3 miracles. What's recorded actually in the Gospels? He might perform more than 3 miracles to raise people from the dead. But let's see all the 3 miracles and how each one resembles or point to each single. The 3 miracles that God performed to raise people from the dead. The first one was actually when he raised Jairus' daughter. And the second one, actually, this one that we read today, which when he arrives from the widow of Nain's son. And the third one, when he Lazarus. Okay, excellent. The first miracle is actually mentioned in the 3 Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And the last one, which is raising Lazarus in chapter 11 in the book of John. And we read it in the Lazarus Saturday. Why I mentioned all the 3 here, guys? Because the point that we actually the church would like to reflect on all these 3, to showing us these 3 miracles represent 3 stages of the people when committing a sin, and they actually showing to us how God can perform miracles for all the people who are committing sin and derive them from their spiritual death. The first one, when he raised actually Jairus' daughter from the dead, represented actually the idea or the man who actually committed sin inwardly or in his thought. The second one, when he raised the son today, which is the one that we read today, represents the one who actually committed the sin in action and in front of each single one, because it was a funeral, everyone seeing that. And the last one, he was actually showing the representing or resembling the one actually who the sin, the one that the sin becomes for him as a habit. So we can just look at it. It's actually, if you look at the 3 stages of sin or 3 different kinds of sinners, idea, action, and habit. Okay? Regardless what the sin could do for the human being, God can perform a miracle. And this miracle actually to rise us from our spiritual death here. This is the second point that I'd like to focus here on the theme. The first one is the spiritual death. The second one, 3 different kind of this is, but 3 different kind of actually of sins or stages of sins of actually God. Let's see what God did here. And the second point, the third point is in the actually gospel today, we would like to reflect on the God compassion, or the third point here. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came and touched the open coffin. And those who carried he stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." So he was dead, said the one who was dead. He was set down and they began to speak, and he presented him to his mother. Let's look at here, talking about the God compassion. Today, the God performed the miracle to show us his compassion towards the world, not to prove his divinity. We know that he is the life giver. He can actually perform a lot of miracles, but here he Specifically, performance miracle to show his compassion toward the actually the widow of Nain. And if we focus today, if we have focused today on the reading of the Catholic Epistle, when he said, St. James said, God is very compassionate and, anyone focused in the reading? And merciful. Very compassionate and merciful. This is the point that we'd like to highlight here. We highlight here that God has compassion on her. And not this compassion is just a feeling, but it will actually transform here into actions. First of all, here I'd like to point here a point very important. When he said, "Do not weep," it doesn't mean here, guys. It doesn't mean "do not weep." That it doesn't mean that we shouldn't have this kind of human feeling toward each one. But I'd like you to imagine the woman. I'd like to ask you, how would you describe the state of the woman here? How you describe her when she lost her only son? Anyone can say? Who? Sad. What else? She has no hope. She has no hope. Because she lost her husband already. She lost her only son. And the son for her represented the security for her. She wants to be happy and she lost the communication, the channel of communication of love, because she used to talk with the only son at home, and of course her son represents not remind her with maybe you remind her with her husband, how he was caring for her, and it was a good fruit to have a son in her life. Just having said that here, the point that I'd like, the verse that actually I'd like to share with you, St. Paul mentioned here, "Now I rejoice not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance. For we were made sorry in godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing. For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted." What here St. Paul would like to actually highlight, I like a very important point. If you look at the woman, maybe her sorrow has no hope. But actually, St. Paul here would like to actually enlighten the very important point here to us, which basically, when we sorrow or mourn for something, we mourn for our sin in the first place. And with the hope that God actually going to actually react, as we're going to see next here. Let's look at the actions that Jesus committed here. The first one, what he said, "Do not weep." The second, he had compassion on her. The second one, he said, "Do not weep." What is the action he did after that? He touched the open coffin. It's very important to understand here, touching the open coffin here, if you like to reflect on it, God can actually raise him without touching the open coffin. Yes? You agree with me? Okay. He touches that to show the importance of actually having his touch in our life. When he touches the open coffin, everyone stands still. And if you look at the Jewish tradition, it's unlawful to touch a dead body. And if you touch a dead body, you are defying yourself. So, he is Almighty God. He will never be defiled by touching the open coffin. He is the giver of life. He touched the death in order to give that dead man a life. Okay? And the second point here is the point after he touched it, he said to him, "Arise." You see how God has authority to arise the dead person from the dead here. When he say arise, he actually a message for every single one of us. Regardless what kind of state of sin, as we mentioned in the reflection here, either it's an idea or a thought, or either it's an action or it's a habit in your life, God can touch you and raise you from the dead, or from your spiritual death. This is a clear message, actually, and all the church fathers reflected on that in their interpretation of the Bible here. After he actually touches that, the younger son, what happened? He sat and started to speak. And he presented him to, his mother. The church father looks at this actually, St. Ambrosius in specific, when he actually contemplating on this part here, he said, This sin represents actually when God, when we are as a sinner, when we repent, come to get back to God, God presents it back to whom? To our mother. And who's our mother? The church. Exactly. So this is the second reflection on the widow. Widow can represent the entire humanity or the church herself, where basically when we repent, come back to God, what happened? God presented us to our mother to live inside the church again. And actually to nourish on the church. To summarize so far the main point in this kind of great miracle here, the first one, if you look at the scene, in the scene we see a physical death. But the church would like to us to point us to something much more important, which was the spiritual death. That God can have compassion on single each one of us. Once we repent and come back to Him, He can touch us and rise back us and give us this kind of redemption, or the life that actually has the death with, has no power on it. I'm going to switch to just a couple of minutes in Arabic to summarize all the sermon in Arabic here. But دي معجزة من المعجزات اللي قالها ربنا اللي عملها ربنا في إقامة الموت. هو عمل ثلاث يعني اتقال في الأنجيل هو عمل ثلاث معجزات بس of course هو ممكن يكون عمل أكثر من كده بس what's recorded on the Gospels ثلاث معجزات بس هو إقامة ابن تيايروس وإقامة ابن أرماني تلايين والثالثة إقامة لعازر. قلنا إن الثلاث إقامات دول زي ما تشيش فازا بيرفلكت عن ايتي بكان يو ريبليزنت ثلاث مراحل للخطية في حياتنا: مرحلة الفكرة، مرحلة الأكشن، مرحلة الهابت. ممكن الخطية تكون في حياتنا مجرد بنخطي كتير أو بأفكارنا، ممكن نخطي كتير بأفعالنا قدام الناس، أو ممكن نكون الخطية بقت عادة في حياتنا زي ما كان بيريبليزنت ذات لعازر لما كان في القبر أربعة أيام. It's hard to be this man to be raised again. But the message that's clear here, when God raises all people from the dead, He's not just showing us He has authority to raise people from the dead, from the physical death, but actually to show us His power to raise each single one of us from our spiritual death, regardless what kind of stages of the sin, how the sin affecting every single one of us. Either you sin in your thought or your actions, or the sin becomes a habit in your life. The second point here I'd like to reflect in the here, we do not weep. God actually here does not deny actually the human feeling here. Well, but He wants us to actually to tell us here, لما نحزن يبقى حزننا جس على حزننا اللي هو يؤدينا للتوبة اللي فيها hope. زي مثلا Paul here mentioned in the verses that, the verse that I'd like to share it in Arabic here. Well, الآن أن أفرح لأن حزنكم لأنكم حزنتم بل لأنكم حزنتم للتوبة لأنكم حزنتم بحسب مشيئة الله لكي لا تتحسروا منا في شيء لأن الحزن الذي بحسب مشيئة الله ينشئ توبة لخلاص بلا ندامة أما حزن العالم فينشئ موتا. فالبوينت هي do not weep without hope. Even if you are in a very if any one of us in a very bad situation or the sin becoming a habit in his life or her life, God actually can raise us again. When we weep on our sin in order for God actually to grant us the forgiveness of sin. The third point that I'd like to reflect here, the touching. God touches the coffin and then actually the young man arise again. If I ask you, when God actually physically touched a single one of us? When? Of course, here in the liturgy on the Church of Father contemplating on this point here, which actually when we take communion, we actually be abide, when actually clearly here God said here, من يأكل جسد يشرب دمي abide in me and I in him. يثبت فيا وأنا فيه. بمعنى ان احنا لما بنتناول من جسد ربنا ودمه فعلا ربنا بيتاتش اس. And this is the greatest miracle that or the greatest معجزه في اي حياه اي سنجل واحد. مش بنفوكس بس على المعجزه ان ربنا يهيل اس من امراضنا ولا اي حاجه, ولكن اهم معجزه بيصنعها ربنا في حياتنا هو تغيير النفس من الداخل. تغيير النفس ويصنع تغيير النفس وإقامة النفس من الداخل. عندما لما كلنا بنتقرب لربنا وبنكون تايبين ومعترفين وعاوزين نتحد به، لأن احنا عاوزين فعلا نعيش حياة فيها كلها مليانة ان هو يكون ساكن في حياتنا. ودي أعظم حاجة اديها ربنا للست النهاردة، كانت بلا هوب بلا هو في حياتها، لان فقدت كل حاجه في حياتها، ولكن ربنا كانت ماسك كلير مسج فور هو فور ايفري سنجل وان اوف اس ريجاردلس وات كايند اوف ذا ريجاردلس ايه الخطيه ممكن تعمل في حياتنا. ربنا بيدينا هوب احنا وانس اللي احنا نجيله ونسبميت اور سيلف ونيجي نتحد بيه ونقدم توبه ونعترف ونتحد بيه ونقرب نتحد بيه في التناول، ربنا فعلا هيدينا نصره على الخطيه وهيدينا نصره وغلبه دايما، ونكون منتصرين دايما على الموت الروحي اللي هو اهم واقوى من الموت الجسدي، لان الموت الجسدي اوريدي ربنا انتصر عليه لما هو اوريدي مات عنا واتصلب عنا، مات واتصلب عنا اكشلي وقام عنا ازواج. ربنا يدينا الحكمه كلنا ان احنا نطلب منه ان هو يتاتش سنجل touch every single one of us as he touches the open coffin today and the rises this woman, rises the sun, the dead sun, touches every single one of us and rises us and actually perform a great works and witness him in our life. This is the last part of the sermon I didn't cover because we have a limited time, which basically God visited us. And since God visited us, we had actually to talk about his miracles that he did for every single one of us, to all the people around. Witness God, but not witness God by preaching, but witnessing to God by actions. By our actions, just showing us we are the sons and daughters of God. May the glory of God to be forever and ever.